Welcome to the David Crib podcast. This episode is the first of three episodes relating to the collaboration with the Forms Gallery, founded and directed by Anthea Bass. Anthea connected with David Kritz and gallery director Amay Bell to facilitate a collaborative physical exhibition. To foster the collaborative relationship, the artists will be working at the David Kritz workshop to produce unique prints on paper. Adrian Fortein, Matty Monetti, and Kotso Matsuneng are the three artists I'll be speaking to in this series, finding out more about their artistic practice, their experience in the workshop, and what we can expect to see in the exhibition. Check out the description for all the related links to the artist pages, websites, and social media platforms. Hope you enjoy the episode. Hi, listeners, and welcome to the David Crib podcast. I'm your host, Britt Lawton, and today I've got the pleasure of speaking to one of our latest collaborators from the Forms Gallery and the Forms and David Crib project, Matty Monetti. So welcome, Matty. It's a pleasure to have you join me today.
Thank you. Hi, Britt. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm very excited to talk with you today.
Great. So yeah, obviously you're one of our newest collaborators that we welcomed into the David Crib workshop, and you're producing some monotypes on paper. You can maybe just start with giving us a bit of a background as to who you are and what you do as an artist.
Sure, no problem. My name is Matty Monetti. I am an artist from Lesotho, where I am currently based, but I'm also somewhat based in Johannesburg. I'm a painter predominantly, but I do have an appreciation for other mediums and processes. It's a bit cliche to say, but I do enjoy a bit of everything. I guess if I had to say how I got into art, I've just enjoyed making from a very young age. Draw a lot, I would sculpt a lot, play a lot of clay. It's a very accessible material in Lesotho. You don't even have to dig too far into the ground. Yeah, I just had a very creative childhood, but I also studied art formally. After high school, I went to art school. It's a sort of like a private institution called the Rooikraal School of Art in Cape Town. So I studied fine art there. And then once I was done with my studies, I also continued studying at WITS, also did fine art there. So I am, I guess, formally trained, as well as just someone who's always enjoyed making from a young age. But yeah, that is an intro into who I am and what I do.
It's amazing. I mean, you've really had quite the journey in the arts in terms of all the different environments that you've been to and traveled to in order to learn. I wondered maybe if these spaces have had any influence on you as an artist.
It definitely has. I think it influenced greatly what I deal with in my work. I speak about time a lot, and space and location, and how that, I guess, contributes to my relationship with the spaces that I inhabit, as well as people that I spend time with. The relationships I have with my friends and family are also, I guess, greatly influenced by the journey that my life has taken. When you don't really have a place that is permanent or something that you call home, I don't know, you sort of approach things in a very temporary way. I see my life in fragments. I can break it up and divide it into cities and countries and periods in time, like let's say 2006, 2012. Like, it's not something that I view as continuous, and that has affected the way that I work or the things that I speak about on some level. Whenever I'm making work, I try to sort of let that present context influence what I'm making. Like when I was in the workshop at Arts on Main, I thought about where I was, the circumstances that surround it. It's like, okay, you know, I have a very limited time here. Time was something that I thought about. You know, what can I make in these 2 weeks? What moment in my life have I felt like there wasn't enough time? You know, what images emerge from this urgency to make the best of an opportunity? So that is sort of like how my background and history in sort of continuous movement in the world affects my art and how I make
That's
them.
really kind of beautiful way of putting it, because I think, you know, it's that transience experience of all of us. So it's really great that you kind of try and find a way to capture it in your work, to remember these things as well and these periods of your life. I do think maybe it's just my own opinion, but like artists, you know, they kind of have that talent where they can capture a moment within their artwork, a moment in history, a moment in their lives. It's very personal, but also a lot of people can connect to and relate to it. So it's really exciting to hear that that's how you approach things. Speaking of your experience at the David Crook Workshop, you've joined us now in connection with the Forms Gallery to do this project. How did you find the approach to printmaking and the experience with collaborating with our printmakers?
First, I'd like to say it's not something that I ever thought would happen. Like, I'd always see the printers working, let's say, at Turban Art Fair, and I'd just like be amazed by the level of skill and just, you know, work ethic. So to have this opportunity to collaborate with the whole David Crook project has been unexpected and incredible, and I was just happy to be there. I think in comparison to, let's say, printmaking at art school or in university, I was sort of taught, I guess, aspire to perfection. There's no happy accidents. And then, you know, I get to the workshop and, you know, there's still that level of, you know, precision and perfection, but there is room to play. There's room to let things happen. To let accidents happen, to just, in a way, hope for the best. And if it doesn't come out the way that you expect it to, that is okay. You know, I had to like switch off part of the learning that I had done previously and just sort of immerse myself in the moment and what I was learning while I was at the workshop. And before this, I had worked with monotypes before, but just oil-based monotype, never watercolor. I didn't even know it was something that was possible. So that was just like really great to learn of something that I didn't even know was possible in printmaking. You know, as different as it was to, let's say, working with watercolor directly on paper, there was still a familiarity to the medium and just that act of applying paint onto a surface, but working with perspex was also oil and water in a way. You know, you have this paint that absorbed by the surface, but perspex doesn't behave that way. You know, you apply paint and it sort of just sits on top and it moves around even when it dries. You know, as soon as you do another layer of watercolor, that paint is activated again. So there's those challenges within working with a familiar paint. It's still in an entirely different context and an entirely different surface. So that's sort of like one of the things that I had to get used to. It was very familiar, but very new at the same time. The watercolor monotypes, you know, one of the solvents that I used to sort of like stretch the paint and, you know, try out, you know, different consistencies in a way. It's dishwashing liquid, which is something that I use when I paint with oil, but I use it to clean my brushes. But here with watercolor matte, it's something entirely different. It works as a solvent. It's the equivalent of, let's say, artist medium or artist spirit. So it's sort of like those things that are familiar, but they sort of get turned on their head when you're in the workshop. It's also very strange having people to work with, people to assist you. Like, I'm used to working alone as a painter. You know, everything is on me. But in the workshop, you have amazing, experienced people who are experts in their field and in what they do, and they're just there at your disposal. If things aren't working out, they can explain to you, you know, what went wrong, how you can fix it, how you can improve this. But then it's also like very collaborative. Like, it felt very much like a 50-50 thing. I would be working on the perspex painting and everything. And then, Kim Lee and Spondiseni would help, let's say, if I'm working with Shin Kale, they'd be able to cut it out for me and get that specific shape that I want. And then when it comes to like the actual printing and the pulling of the print, they were there to assist and just do everything to perfection. So it's sort of like those things that I wasn't really used to, level of collaboration. That's sort of just like my experience of printmaking specifically at the workshop. I had a great time. Like I really did.
No, that's wonderful. It's really nice to hear it from that perspective because obviously you've mentioned a lot of the familiar things as an artist and as a painter that are very similar with printmaking, but then also a lot of the things that are out of your control, which, like you say, it's nice to have that balance because then as a trained painter as well and an experienced painter, you know what it is that you want to achieve and how to achieve it. So having that loss of control, I'm sure, has kind of pushed you into maybe trying things a bit differently. There might be a bit of an influence from this experience onto your work going forward.
Oh, definitely. I definitely applying the things that I have learned while at the workshop and the ways in which I was working with my medium and my surface. Like right now, I'm creating a painting and I'm not as strict. I'm allowing things to happen. I'm allowing the paint to move as it wishes, which is not something that I always do. But right now, I'm just sort of, letting things do what they do. And it's been really nice. I mean, I'm getting some really incredible colors and textures by just letting things happen and layering in the way that I was layering as I work with the watercolor. It's already changed the way that I work, and I'm liking it. I'm liking where it's going.
Yeah, no, that's wonderful to hear that it's already had an influence in such a short period of time. Looking at obviously your paintings and now your monotypes, there is a very visual consistency that you've got. I don't know if you want to maybe give some examples of the works that you've created in the workshop, the subject matter or the story behind it, if you can.
So as much as, I was working in a different medium, I still like wanted it to still continue with the sort of like visual language that I work in. It definitely would have been a chance to just let go of what I usually do and just experiment and do something wildly different. But I still wanted it to speak back to my paintings as well. So I still sort of like worked quite figuratively in the prints. Still had the sort of usual amount of negative space. Like I mentioned before, while I was there, the context that informs it, how much time I had there, 2 weeks isn't a long time, but it's not short either. So I thought back to a time in my life where I'd felt that same need to sort of make the best of the time that I have in a space, which brought me back to the end of last year. It was like my last year in South Africa, in Johannesburg. My visa was ending, so I felt this need to just make the best of every single day with my friends. So I looked back at some of the images that I'd taken during that time. And the images that emerged the most were from August 2021. It was a very busy month. Like we would do so much in the span of a week. We were just like everywhere, creating memories, just recording everything. So the images that I used as references for the prints that I made in the workshop were from that month, which deal with my usual, I guess, themes and concepts in my work, which are about time and location, memory, and the human element, and how all of those relate to each other. And just, I guess, my intention to, in a way, capture all of that on a two-dimensional surface.
That's really nice hearing that. I mean, I'm looking at an image now, one of the monotypes that you made at the workshop. It's a figure sitting with a purple outfit, sitting at like a coffee table with a drink and fingers crossed. And it's kind of like, it obviously speaks to all the themes you've just mentioned and the story that you've just spoken about. The fingers crossed thing is such a, it's such a strong symbol too. And it's just like, I immediately connect with that kind of image because it's like you say, it's those human connections and relationships, and hope is a big symbol that I get from a lot of your works, which I appreciate and resonate with. So I'm sure a lot of people will take something away from the images that they see. You obviously are affiliated with Forms Gallery with Anthea Bass, and I wanted to know how that relationship came about.
I met Anthea towards the end of 2020, specifically November 30th. Anthea had seen my work at New Work 20, which was the BITS grad show for fine art students. Unfortunately, it was online because lockdown and everything. She reached out on Instagram and we set up a studio visit at my apartment in December. So she came, I showed her my painting. We had a chat about art. We had a chat about ourselves. And then she mentioned that, you know, she's working towards establishing Forms. She said that, you know, she would like to work with me in that capacity and have that relationship of, you know, gallerist and artist, which is something that I was very interested in. But it was important for me to take some time to think about it, to not jump into something immediately, you know, after finishing university, especially because I was, I guess, still figuring out, you know, what happens next, you know, do I leave South Africa, where do I go? So I just wanted to take some time before cementing my relationship with Forms. But yeah, I took my time and officially became a Forms artist about like half a year later in mid-2021. And as you know, people say, the rest is history.
Yeah, and I mean, we're obviously very grateful that connection's happened because it's afforded the opportunity for Anthea and you to collaborate with us. So yeah, and Anthea's been doing some amazing things with Forms since she's established it, and she's working with some wonderful young artists. So it's really exciting that we get to share in that as well. I can just ask you what we can expect from your career now as you continue.
You can expect more paintings and some works in paper, you know, some more monotypes, some prints, some linos, because I really do enjoy printmaking and I would like it to be, you know, something that is part of my practice. I think a richer sort of, you know, multidisciplinary practice is something to expect.
No, that's very exciting. And I'm sure people will be watching you with anticipation to see what comes next for Manny. You mentioned earlier that you often work in isolation in your apartment. So I'm going to assume you have a studio at home. So you often work alone. Where do you draw your motivation from to continue creating work?
Yes, I do work in isolation, especially, you know, since like finishing university. So right now it's very self-driven. There are some difficult days and difficult weeks where, so it's entirely self-motivated. And I try to have a schedule for myself, to just, you know, add in my calendar, you know, from 9 a.m. until, let's say, 2 p.m., I'll be in my studio, which is like a small room. It's nothing too big, but the fact that it's a studio and I've got my paints here, my canvases here, just being within the same environment as the materials that I use to make art pushes me already, because it puts me into that mindset of making. So even if I am in studio, it doesn't necessarily mean I'm making work, but I am thinking about it, which is still productive.
Obviously, you're always welcome to visit the David Pritt Workshop and Gallery whenever you want some inspirational collaborators. I mean, we've loved having you around and we've loved having conversations with you. We can't wait to see your works on show, and yeah, we can't wait to chat more about it and chat more with you. So thank you very much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, and it was incredible to work, collaboratively. This whole experience has been truly wonderful, and I look forward to working with everyone in the future.